Crossing you in style, someday. Oh, dream maker, you heartbreaker. Such a lot of work to do.
Welkom terug bij dit tweede uur van All The Jazz. Moon River hoorde je van Jacob Collier. Dat lijkt alsof er een enorm koor staat te zingen. Maar dat is niet het geval. Het is één man die dat doet. Alleen hij overdubt dat dan steeds. En elke stem heeft hij apart ingezongen en een beetje nabewerkt. Want hier en daar zit er nog wel wat dubbeling in op elektronische manier. En dan krijg je dit soort arrangementen. Dit is een heel fraai arrangement. Dat was het dan ook wel. Ja, deze muziek, je vindt het fantastisch of je vindt het helemaal niks. Ik vind het heel knap gedaan. Ik vind het heel fantastisch gedaan. Maar het doet me verder helemaal niks. Nee, wat dat betreft. Weet je, ik zit er een andere uitvoering naast.
Moon River wider than the mile. I'm crossing you in style someday. Oh, dream maker, you heartbreaker, wherever you are going, I'm going your way. Dear drifters off to see the world, there's such a lot of world to see. We'll do the same, rainbows in, waiting round the bend, my huckleberry friend, Moon River. And me,
als ik heel eerlijk ben, vind ik dit dan weer veel mooier. Louis Armstrong natuurlijk, de man zelf met zijn prachtige trompetje aan het eind. En zijn versie van Moon River, Breakfast at Tiffany. Dat was de film waar dat ding uitkwam. De tweede uur van All That Jazz wordt iets anders dan het eerste uur. In die zin dat we gaan wat meer de roots kant op. We gaan wat meer back to the basic. En ja, de roots kant van de jazz. Dan kom je natuurlijk bij de blues terecht. I'll play the blues for you, dat zegt Melvin Taylor.
When you're down and out and you're feeling real worried, just come on over to the place where I was. just walk right on in. You know you might run across, yeah, one of your long lost friends. Because out of all the loneliness, yes, I'll try to soothe. I'll play the blues for you.
For you. Ja, dan verwacht je nog zo'n slotakkoord. Maar in één keer zeggen ze van, dit was hem, nou is het geweest. Melvin Taylor hoorde je met Lucky Peterson op de gitaar. Zoals ik al zei, terug naar de basis, terug naar de roots van de jazzmuziek. En daar hoort dit er zeker bij. De volgende ook trouwens. Ja, drie van mijn favoriete artiesten in dat jaar. Erwin Bibb, Maria Muldaur en Rory Block. Hier is hun Bessie's Advice.
If the shoe don't fit, honey, don't keep it on. If you're looking for a king, why settle for a pawn? If you don't wanna stay, girl, get gone. It's all right, Bessie told me in a dream last night. If he raises his voice, look him straight in the eye. If he raises his hand, tell him don't even try. If he starts to raise hell, tell him bye-bye. Why fight? Bessie told me in a dream last night. Don't you mess with no dude that's rude and mean. 'Cause baby, don't you know you're a queen? You keep no dude that's rude and mean. Baby doll, don't you know you're a queen? And if he's doing you right, oh honey, let it show. If his kisses are sweet, let that man know. If his love is true, don't let him go, hold tight. Oh, Bessie told me in a dream last night. If he lights up your world, don't matter where he's been. If he's just what you want, honey, tell him come on in. Wave goodbye to your tears till they're clean out of sight. By today, that's what Bessie told me in my dream last night. That's what Bessie Smith told me in a dream last night. And don't you know I always take Bessie's advice? You know she's just like a mama to me. Yeah. She said, love that man, but if he treats you mean, honey, you just get right out of that scene. That's what Bessie told me in my dream last night. Got to keep it out there. That's what Bessie told me in my dream last night. Told me in my dream last night. Mm-hmm. She said, little sister, find a man that's gonna treat you right. That's what Bessie told me in my dream last night. If he's mean, don't make a scene, just walk out that door. 'Cause honey, you were born for a whole lot more. That's what Bessie told me in my dream last night. And I always take her advice.
Kleine aanzet tot een skit aan het eind. Een basje, een snaredrummetje, een piano en de stem van Maria Muldauer, want dat was de zangeres die je hier hoorde. Komt van een album Brothers and Sisters. Sisters and Brothers, ik moet het wel goed zeggen. Van Erwin Bibb, Maria Muldauer en Rory Blok. En ja, een goed advies van Bessie Smith, de legendarische blueszangeres. That's what Bessie told me in my dreams last night. Zong Maria Muldauer. De volgende, dat nummertje ken je ook.
Sometimes I live in the country. Sometimes, oh, I live in town. Sometimes I have a great notion, or to jump in a river and drown. Quit your rambling, quit your gambling, quit staying out late at night. Stay at home with your wife or in your family and sit by the fireside, right? Irene, a good night. Thank you. love her ring, God knows I do. Yeah, I'm gonna love her till the sea runs dry. If I can't have a ring with me tonight, I might take my morphine and die. Yeah, I might take morphine and die. Irene, good night, Irene, good night. Good night, Irene, good night, Irene. I will see you in my dream.
Zeker. Good night, Irene. Ooit is de Waikoude de wereld in gezongen van zijn Chicken Skin Music. Maar dit was een van de andere versies. Heel veel versies van. En dit is die van Kelly Jo Phillips. Ja, en drie kwartje. En drie een walsje. Ja, we blijven even bij het walsje. Een van de mooiste walsjes uit de jazz, uit het jazzrepertoire is Mr. Bojangles. Ja, natuurlijk. Zo'n prachtig lied vind ik dat. En ik denk, weet je, ik ga er eens een dubbelaar van maken. Sterker nog, ik maak er een drie dubbelaar van. Ja, drie heel bijzondere versies. De twee bekendste, dat zul je zelf merken. En eentje die minder bekend is, maar wel zeker zo interessant. En daar begin ik mee.
You know, I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you. And worn out shoes, silver hair, a ragged shirt and baggy pants. You do the old soft shoe. He jumped so high, you know he jumped so high. And then he'd lightly touch down. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles. Come on down. I met him in a cell down in New Orleans. All right. I was down and out. He looked to me to be the eyes of age. As he spoke right out, he talked of life. Yes, he talked of life. He laughed and slapped his leg a step. He said the name Bojangles, and then he danced a lick across the cell. Hey, he grabbed his pants for a better stance. So he jumped up high, high. He clicked his heels. He let go a laugh. You know he let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles. Come on, dance.
is really a true story. You know, a lot of people have heard the song, and well, at least Jerry Jeff tells me it's a true story. I played guitar with Jerry Jeff Walker for about 2 years, and we did this song every night for 2 years, and I never got tired of it. Jerry got a little tired of it. At night after the clubs had closed, we'd do horrible things to it. But it's a true story. This guy, Bojangles, was a street dancer in New Orleans, and what he'd do is he'd go from bar to bar, and he'd put money in the jukebox or get somebody else to do it, and then he'd either dance or pantomime the tune, right? And for that, people would buy him drinks and get him pretty drunk, and then he'd go on to the next bar and next one until it was closing time, and then he'd go and do it the next night. And after a few nights of this, he'd end up on the corner, and the cops would pick him up, and they'd take him to the drunk tank. This is where Jerry Jeff met him. Jerry Jeff wasn't there on a research project. I mean, the way I got that story, I may have that wrong, but the way I got that is that he propositioned the right woman at the right time in the wrong place. And her husband, the bartender, called the cops, and they took Jerry to the parish jail. And this guy just talked for 3 days in the cell about, you know, what he got. Said he danced for those at minstrel shows and county fairs. Throughout the South, he spoke with tears of 15 years how his dog and him traveled about. His dog up and died, you know, his dog up and died. After 20 years, he still grieves. He said, I dance now at every chance in the honky tonks for drinks and tips. But most of the time I spend behind these county bars, 'cause I drinks a bit. He shook his head, and as he shook his head, I heard someone ask, please. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, come on.
Silver hair, a ragged shirt and baggy pants, the old soft shoes.
jumped so high, jumped so high. Then he lightly touched the ground. I met him in a cell in New Orleans. I was looked at me to be the eyes of age. As he spoke right out, he talked of life, talked of life. He laughed and slapped his leg a step. Said his name, Bojangles, then he danced a lick across the sand. He grabbed his pants, a better stance. Oh, how he jumped up high. He clicked his heels. He let go alive. Let go alive. He stood up and shook back his clothes all around. He danced for those at minstrel shows and county fairs throughout the South. He spoke with the tears of 15 how his dog and he traveled about. His dog up and died. He just up and died. After 20 years, he still grieved. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, damn. He said, I dance now at every chance and honky tonks for drink and tips. But most of the time I spend behind these county bars, he said, I drink some beer. He shook his head, and as he shook his head, I heard someone respectfully ask, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles,
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you. In worn-out shoes, with silver hair, a ragged shirt, and baggy pants. He would do the old soft shoe. He could jump so high, jump so high, and then he'd lightly touch down. I met him in a cell in New Orleans, I was. Well, I was down and out. He looked to me to be the very eyes of age. As he spoke right out, talked of life. Lord, he talked of life. Laugh, slapped his leg a step. He said his name was Bojangles, then he danced a lick. Right across the cell, he grabbed his pants, took a better stance, jumped up high. That's when he clicked his heels. Then he let go a laugh. Lord, he let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. That was Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles. Lord, he could dance. He told me of the times he worked for minstrel shows, traveling throughout the South. He spoke with tears of 15 years, how his dog and he, they just traveled about. But his dog up and died, dog up and died. And after 20 years he still grieved. He said, I dance now at every chance in honky-tonks. For my drinks and tips. But most of the time I spend behind these county bars. You see, son, I drinks a bit. Then he shook his head. Lord, when he shook his head, I could swear I heard someone say, please. Mr. Bojangles. I'm Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles. Come back and dance, 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 please dance. I'm Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles. Dance. Why can't you come back and dance? Please, Bojangles. Dance. Again, Bojangles. Thank you.
drie versies van het verhaal van Mr. Bojangles, de revue-artiest, de variété-artiest, de tapdanser, ja, die aan zijn laatste tijd van zijn leven spendeerde in, vooral in de county jail, in de gevangenis, maar ook veel in de kroegen waar hij dan tapdanste voor tips en voor drankjes. Het waar gebeurd verhaal. De man liep rond in New Orleans en was daar een redelijk bekende verschijning. En dat is het mooie van dit nummer. Het heeft een zekere triestheid, een zekere droevigheid, maar ook een bepaalde hoop zit erin. Een zekere hoopvolheid zit erin. Want hij blijft vrolijk dansen, hij blijft vrolijk fluiten, hoewel onder die vrolijkheid. Nou, kortom, dat is de blues op zijn mooist, hoewel dit dan weer geen bluesje was, maar wel. Mr. Bojangles, drie versies. Je hoorde David Bromberg, dat was de eerste versie. Daarna de hele bekende versie van Nina Simone en daarna de misschien nog wel bekendere versie van Sammy Davis Jr. En er zijn er natuurlijk nog veel meer van, maar deze drie heb ik het bijgehouden. Collega van Mr. Bojangles is een Snooks Eaglin. Snooks Eaglin is een straatzanger in New Orleans en daar heb ik een opname van. Ja.
I was down to St. James at Farmer. See if my baby's there. She was stretched out on a long white table. So sweet, so cold, so fast. Let her go, God bless her. Wherever she may be, she's been looked in the whole wide world over and never find another man like me. When I die, you could bury me in Edmund Clapp's shoes. Stand back with a $20 hat. Put a $20 gold piece in my pocket. And let the fellas know I died standing fast. Let her go, God bless her. Wherever she may be, she can look this whole wide world over and never find another man like me.
Snooks Eaglin, ooit nog in de band gezeten bij Alan Toussaint. Echte authentieke man uit New Orleans. Hij was ook blind. Ja, dat schijnt een aanbeveling te zijn in die wereld. Maar, en hij speelde er heel veel op straat in New Orleans om daar zijn centen bij elkaar te verzamelen. Snooks Eaglin en zijn St. James Infirmary. Nog één nummer ga ik draaien en dat wordt, dat wordt toch wel iets anders. We eindigen toch wat anders. We eindigen met Robin Ford. Ja, een gitarist. Eindigen met een gitarist is altijd goed, dat weet je. On That Morning heet het nummer. Bedankt voor het luisteren. Volgende week zijn we er gewoon weer. Zelfde tijd, zelfde golflengte. Doeg!
dance.